It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. Of course, we've been discussing fans and players devastated Monday night when Buffalo Bills 24-year-old safety Damar Hamlin collapsed on the field going into cardiac arrest. Now, here's the thing. While we all watch this, we can't imagine what his family is going through right now. But many of us have to think about when we face or witness a life-threatening experience and how it can impact our mental health. So I had to call on my good buddy friend of the show, Jamisha Sykes. She's a licensed professional counselor and anxiety specialist to talk about how to deal with trauma and the aftermath of witnessing something like that. How are you doing today, sis?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yes. So, Jamisha, I'm sure that you've seen the video. It was definitely shocking. The looks on the players' faces. What do you have to say to people who witness something that is either life-threatening or life-changing afterwards? Because it can cause some trauma.
It absolutely can cause some trauma. And so the technical term or the psychological term that we like to use is vicarious trauma or secondary traumatic stress, which is basically indirect exposure to a traumatic event that another person experienced. Mm. So it didn't happen to you, but you seen it or you heard about it. You were a witness to it in some way. And it can show up in you then as a form of PTSD, of secondary trauma, or like I said, vicarious trauma. So with that, like you said, the world was watching. We've seen him collapse. We've seen the players. We've seen the fans. It was a lot of emotion, a lot of trauma, a lot of movement going on at that time. And so, of course, we ourselves may feel it. Mm-hmm. So some things that you may start to experience as a result of secondary trauma, witnessing someone else's trauma, you might experience just a sense of safety, feeling like you're not safe. In this case, anxiety may start to rise, specifically health anxiety. Mm-hmm. You may start to worry about your own health and wellness. You may start to worry about small things. And then get really anxious. So, like, if your heart starts to race and you're like, oh, my God, am I having a heart attack? Like, what's going on with me? You may just really become sensitive to how you're physically doing. You may feel like you don't have any control over yourself and over the loved ones and that, like, bad things happen all the time. So, again, like, more anxiety. Cognitively, you may have a hard time focusing. You may have intrusive thoughts. Kind of replaying this situation that you witnessed, that you heard about, or that you saw. You just can't take your brain away from it. You may find that you're irritable. There may be some changes in sleep, an inability to sleep. You may find that you start to self-soothe in some unhealthy ways. Okay. So that can be just an increase in substance use, just to ease your anxiety, to calm your nerves. You know, like you're nervous, you're anxious, you're worried, and so you turn to substances to help with that. Other things that I see in some clients, just changes in like their normal, their baseline functioning. So they may start to overeat or not eat at all.
You've talked about what you've seen, and this is really real for people, Jamisha. But when somebody witnesses this trauma, I know we don't automatically think, let's go see a therapist. You might think, I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to go to sleep and do some of the behaviors you state right there. So what do you suggest the immediate practical action people can take?
Immediate practical action is, first things first, what I am telling my clients is to take a break from social media and the 24-hour news cycle.
Right.
So that is just going to continue to traumatize you. Like, there's a lot of statuses, there's a lot of videos, there's a lot of news being reported on it. And so it's not really helpful to continue to watch and read those statuses and see those videos. Of course, we all want to know, like, how he's doing. So you want to check in to see if there's any updates. But I think first things first is to take a break. Remove yourself from that trigger. Thereafter, you can really start to kind of debrief. Talk about how you're feeling with maybe friends, family, of course, a therapist. You can work on relaxation techniques. Start to relax your body, relax your mind. For some people, that does look like prayer. If you're having some of those intrusive thoughts that I talked about, you want to have a skill where you can redirect your attention. Whether it's prayer, it's a mantra, mindfulness, where you start to focus on the here, the now, the present, what you're currently doing. Self-care, of course. So that's going to be your foundation to really help reverse any adverse stress that you're feeling. So being mindful of what you're eating, your sleeping habits, physical activity, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then, yes, therapy, if it really starts to impact your daily functioning, therapy, and also talking to maybe your doctor about medication. Mm-hmm.
No doubt. And when you talk about meditation, I know that you're a yogi. That's a way to kind of relax your mind and body. But when you said take a break from social media, definitely, and maybe even put your phone down, don't answer the text or talk to anybody. Not really isolation, Jamisha, but just kind of, would you say taking a breather?
Taking a breather. It's like withdrawing. Like I said, removing yourself from the trigger. Just being constantly reminded about what happened, what's going on. It's kind of like a collective sadness. Like, you're sad, but then you see someone else's statuses and someone else's status, and now you're sad, you know, with them also. Or maybe angry. You know, there have been some pretty insensitive statuses and comments made about the whole situation too. So that might trigger your anger, in fact. So yes, I think taking a break from social media, logging off, turning off ESPN, you know, like, you do not need a 24-hour news cycle about the situation. Once you can detach from that trigger, you have time now to focus on healing yourself, on some self-care, on starting to feel better. It's also distracting to be on that online so much.
And we can say this just doesn't apply to this situation, but anytime you witness a traumatic event, follow some of these tips. And you can check out more about Jamisha at thrivingintent.com. Secondary trauma is real. And I know some people say trauma is just a buzz trigger word, but nah, it's real life. And I just thank you for being a person, a professional counselor that speaks to it, Jamisha.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely. I would love to connect. If it's impacting you, reach out. I'm here to help. You can find me on all social media at Talk to Misha.